Well, today's episode is on how does ICRIS work for GST-ITC reversal and reclaim tracking. So let's start. Know the GST portal and number 039, S new ledger called ICRIS. Also, we mention the ITC reclaim key measures, etc. to simplify and improve transparency in India's taxation system. The GSTN has introduced a new ledger called the Electronic Credit Reversal and Reclaim Statement, ICRIS. This ledger allows taxpayers to easily track the reversal and reclamation of input tax credit, ITC, on a specific date. What is the ICRIS, Electronic Credit Reversal and Reclaim Statement, ledger on the GST portal? The ledger, similar to electronic cash or credit ledgers, is now available on the GST portal. This declaration gives taxpayers access to their remaining input tax credit balances, especially the sums that have been reversed and subsequently claimed on particular dates. How ICRIS streamlines ITC reversal and reclaim monitoring. In the past, taxpayers used to manually handle the reporting of ITC reversals and reclaims in Table 4 of the GSTR3B return. This process relied heavily on self-declarations and lacked an effective means for tax authorities to confirm whether a claimed ITC was genuinely linked to a previously reversed ITC. Additionally, the GSTR3B form now includes a validation check. The system will issue a warning message if a taxpayer attempts to claim more ITC than is allowed in Table 4D1 when compared to the total of ITC reversal balances from earlier periods. By using this approach, taxpayers can claim ITCs while staying within the boundaries set forth by the law. Taxpayer availability and next steps. Starting from the return period of August 2023, monthly filers will gain access to the ICRIS facility. Conversely, quarterly filers will be able to access it starting with the return period of July to September 2023. Key measures for effective management of ITC. In light of the new ITC reversal and reclaim ledger, GST taxpayers are motivated to implement the following measures to maintain compliance. 1. Commencing from April 2022, perform comprehensive reconciliations to ascertain the ITC claimed, reversed, reclaimed, ineligible ITC, and pending reclaims. 2. Establish a separate ledger in their accounting records dedicated to recording all ITC reversals and reclaims going forward. 3. Maintain a distinct ledger specifically for temporary ITC reversals, ensuring they are kept separate from permanent reversals or ineligible ITC. 4. Maintain proper documentation of all ITC claimed, reversed, and reclaimed, enabling easy tracking of reclaims back to the initial claims. 5. Reconcile GSTR3B with GSTR2B frequently and the purchase register across different tax periods to avoid issues of double reclaims or missing reclaims. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at https://blog.sajanfortech.com/ICRIS GST ITC reversal reclaim tracking. Thanks for listening.